This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of a USA Prepares. David's calling in. Dave will be with you in just a second. I wanted to share something. I looked up the current average price of a new pickup truck. $40,000 is about the average. $40,000 for a new pickup truck. That's like $10,000 more than my folks paid for a new house back in the 60s. A new house. So I did a quick calculation. The sales tax percentage for a vehicle, new vehicle in Missouri, the corrupt state of Missouri, is 4.225%. So on a new truck, average price of a new truck, 40 grand. Sales tax is roughly $1,700. For another $1,300, added to the price of what someone would pay if they bought a new truck, $1,700 plus $1,300, I bought an entire truck. I bought an entire truck for $3,000. It came with wheels, tires, drivetrain, transmission, differential, bumpers, the bed, the cab, seats, steering wheel, air conditioning. Now, it was used. It was 2004. I'm still driving it. I've had it for about 3 years. I'm still driving it every day. It works great, but it's all basic, basic, basic. Nothing fancy. Nothing fancy. And it rusts just as fast as the fully decked out top-of-the-line Chevrolet. All the trucks are rusting around here. All of them. Doesn't matter whether it's a Ford or Chevy or a Ram or a Dodge. It doesn't matter. They are all rusting out. David in Illinois, welcome.
Hey, Vincent. Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I have a final comment on this before we move to David, please. The thing that I don't understand is I live in Grants Pass, Oregon, and I see the new truck parking lot with at least 600 vehicles. What happens? They're not going to sell that many vehicles. Where do those vehicles go?
They go to abandoned runways in the desert.
I'm not kidding. Why? Is this because they're in limp mode?
It's because they can't sell them. How do you sell a vehicle that will typically have, let's say it has a 2-year warranty. How do you sell a vehicle that has a 2-year warranty that will cost, typically $1,000 each time you have it serviced at the dealer after the warranty expires? Who can afford those kinds of service bills? I have a friend who has an old 2000 BMW, a 528 BMW. And he told me that he used to bring it to his buddy. And he couldn't get out of there with less than $700. And it was always like this. Hey, while we've got your vehicle here, it needs these other few things besides the oil change. And it's cheaper to do it now while we've got it than it is to, bring it back later. So he has $700 every time he went for an oil change. And I taught him here at our farm how to take care of his BMW. And it runs great. He changes his own oil. And he gets out of here with like $35 because He pays for his own oil. He knows how to do it. We just put it up on the lift. He's now quite adept at turning wrenches, something he had never even considered doing before. So he fixed his own collision repair. You know, we found a BMW that had good parts on it, like a good hood and good front bumper and some other good parts like air conditioning condenser and radiator and some other parts he needed. So we found one of those, bought that, and he changed all those parts himself. Now, here's a guy that used to have his oil changed by other people. Now, he's fixing his own cars, and he's a professional. He's in the medical profession. He has a name in front of his first name that's doctor. And so it can be done, and he's doing a great job. And we're doing things like changing variable valve timing solenoids, and we're looking into all kinds of repairs. He and I changed the axle bearing on a rear axle bearing on his truck, changing the brakes. So yes, it can be done. David, you got some comments.
Yeah, you were talking about limp mode, and I'll tell you about that, what I found out about that real quick, but then I'll tell you something else about these Bluetooth phones and cars that I didn't realize. I talked to truckers at night and helped them with technical computer things, and I brought up the if they ever had a problem with limp mode. And now it depends on, it's easier if you got this OBD1 or OBD2, which I assume stands for onboard diagnostics, the year.
Two stands for the second version. OBD1 is
right.
The first version, and OBD II for Roman numeral 2 is the second version, and it started in 1994. Please continue.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Now, he worked on a vehicle for somebody, and they just replaced the filters and fuel filters, and when they got it back, it went into limp mode, and they couldn't fix it either, and he brought it to his place and pulled it up, and it was just a simple short in the wire by the fuel sensor, and it said the fuel sensor was fine. But simply because they put that wire, when they crammed it back together so quickly, it was rubbing against the side of the vehicle, and it just burnt it through. But the older ones are harder. But he didn't understand why they still wouldn't tell you what's wrong. It's harder with one, but still, they should be able to generally tell you where it was located, where the problem was.
Are you talking about this Mercedes that we're still working on, week number 4?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me explain.
I didn't exactly know the year it was or anything. So, but now one thing I'll ask you real quick. He wanted to know if it's in closed loop, if it acts up and idles down, or if it's just an open loop when you're driving it.
It's when you're driving it. It's
okay.
When you're
That's
driving it, and it's random times. Let me just explain what this is like. So it's a 1991 Mercedes, and it's a V8 engine. And under the hood, there is a diagnostic block. The diagnostic block has 16 test ports. And what you would test them with is what's called a banana plug. A banana plug is an old-style expanding plug. It's roughly the diameter of a ballpoint pen refill. That's the diameter of this test hole. There's 16 test holes, numbered 1 through 16. And then there are three other holes. One is for the positive, one is for the negative, and one is for, there's two other holes. So there are 18 holes. And you fabricate a test light. And the test light has a plus and a minus. It operates at 12 volts, the voltage of your battery. And then you have a momentary switch to interrupt this little test light that you make. So you plug the plus into the plus, the minus into the minus of this test block. And then you take the third lead and you plug it into number one of the 16 ports. And then you hit this little momentary switch, and then you count the blinking lights. Like how many times the light blinks? 1, 2, 3. And then you read a chart that says if it blinked this number of times, this is what's wrong with that particular circuit. And there are 16 circuits. So you go through all of these circuits to determine what is wrong with the car. Now, this is before the onboard diagnostics 1 or onboard diagnostics 2 standardized testing system, which was deployed in 1994 and after. So here's the problem. On this particular Mercedes, there is no diagnostic port for limp mode. None. There's no way to test it. There is no, you can test other services or other circuits on this vehicle, but there is no test system for onboard diagnostic, which is the most complicated of all. So here we, and what we did was we finally almost gave up, and we thought, you know, to save time, let's go to Mercedes. And they said, yeah, we got the guy. He's a real experienced guy. He's a master mechanic for decades, and we're the only ones that have the test equipment to do it. So we thought, okay, maybe this service guy is telling us the truth. So we brought the car over there. It took forever to get it there because we were in limp mode, and I think the vehicle probably went into limp mode 10 to 15 times in a 60-mile trip, and it was dangerous. We got it there, and they couldn't tell us. The bottom line was the service manager said, look, our mechanic doesn't know at this point what's wrong with the vehicle. We can't tell you. But here's some things to look at. And those are the things that we already looked at. So what I'm telling our class is that vehicles today are way more complicated than the owners think they are. Way more complicated. And if your car goes into limp mode or your pickup truck goes into limp mode and you think you're going to be able to fix this, guess again. You're actually going to have considerable experience as a mechanic to diagnose what this is. Even if you have an onboard diagnostic test tool, because that can point you in a direction, but not necessarily the right direction. David, is that what you experienced as well?
Yes, and the other thing that I found out, I helped him decide what software and hardware to get to work on the vehicles they work on, because they do the drag race, the drag strips, in which the software I helped them pick out, I didn't realize now with these new vehicles, he can actually change the performance and everything in the vehicles, even vehicles that people pulled up from his cell phone. Now, that's kind of disturbing to me. Let me see
if I've got this right. You're saying that he can change remotely the performance of another vehicle.
Yes, from a Bluetooth device.
So you're at the drag strip, and I've been at the drag strip behind the wheel with a helmet on many times. So I look at the guy to my right or my left, the guy, my opponent, and I go, you know what? I think you need to lose. So I just tap on my smartphone. To tune down his engine.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller. .com if you'd like to go to his website and peruse the offerings, buy his books. That's the place to go. David Illinois is with us, USA Prepares instructor as well. We're talking about limp mode. We're talking about Bluetooth. We're talking about communicating with the car via Bluetooth. David, please continue.
They have rules where they're not supposed to have that devices right there around when they're racing and things in the track. But he was showing other people that he did get conned into buying a new truck, and it's already leaking emissions on a just under a $40,000 truck. But yeah, he showed the other people, look, I'll just change your settings right here from my phone, and it was they couldn't believe he was able to do that just with the software through Bluetooth with a car sitting next to him. Now that concerns me. That's disturbing.
You know, I actually might get a smartphone for that reason. I was thinking that, well, you know, if I see some police, I might put them into limp mode. So they don't hurt people.
But, yeah, he uses a certain software to work on the vehicles that he's working for other people when he's in things like that. It does really well. But still, it's still concerning that they can change other people's vehicles sitting next door, sitting right parked next to them.
Yeah. Now, literally what you have to do this class is you have to have an onboard diagnostic computer module. And what you do is you literally plug this in to the onboard diagnostic port, and all new vehicles have them from 1994 and newer. And there's a module that's about the size of a domino, and it uses the connector, the onboard diagnostic connector for power, and it communicates via Bluetooth, and you can read what's happening on your vehicle real time through your smartphone. That's what David's talking about. So this actually does work, and you can buy these devices for like less than $20. And I'm not exaggerating. You go to eBay, and you can look up OBD, Roman numeral 2, and you'll find these Bluetooth devices, and they will communicate wirelessly with a smartphone or a tablet, maybe even a notebook computer, depending on which one you get. But yeah, you're absolutely right, David. And it's a little disconcerting. I don't want to have that. I don't want anybody, nobody, none of my passengers, nobody next to me, not the police, not somebody sitting at a computer screen communicating with a satellite. I don't want anybody to take over control of my vehicle in any way, shape, or form, not even a few percent. I'm serious.
Yeah, they did show when they first started coming out with these Bluetooth and Wi-Fi onboard systems and computers, there was hackers that showed that they could take over a vehicle. They were able to take over a vehicle, and nobody seems to be concerned with that. And if I'm a passenger in a car and it does that, I'm worried.
I know for a fact that I could go to a parking lot. You know, I'm talking about, let's say, a parking lot that has a lot of cars. Well, let's say Walmart, for example. And I'm not saying I would do this. But I know that I could set up a radio transmitter. FM radio. Common. I could buy one of these things on eBay for, let's say, $100 with a portable telescoping antenna. And I could, with a 30.5-inch antenna, I could hook it up to an FM transmitter, and I could play music over it. And I could disable the remote entry and remote start of vehicles around me. I know I can do that. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? With low technology, you can disable these remote start vehicles. So, class, seriously, why would you buy a vehicle that has a battery-operated key fob to let you start your car and unlock your car? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you demand having a key to get in your own vehicle? I mean a key, a mechanical key. Why would you not want that? I have a key that I insert in my ignition. And how much does that key cost? Well, I can go to the Chinese factory outlet and get one for less than $2. They used to be 59 cents. Well, now they're less than $2. But if you want one for your electronic security system on your BMW, your GM car, you're looking at $500 minimum for a key. David, anything else you want to share with us?
No, that's fine. Unless you want me to tell you about Wi-Fi.
Now tell us about Wi-Fi, and then we're going to talk about the Earth's magnetic field weakening. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The long-awaited report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller on the Russia investigation is going public at this hour.
But Attorney General Bill Barr held a news conference about it before it was released, saying that it shows Russia did interfere in the 2016 election, but acted without any help from the West and without any collusion with the Trump campaign team. And on the subject of possible obstruction by President Trump?
The evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense.
Barr confirms the White House got early access to the redacted final report, the president tweeting a short time ago, "Game over." 192,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 5,000 fewer than the week before, and the fewest since September of 1969. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why today you've got your
take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. David in Illinois, you're going to tell us about Wi-Fi?
Yeah, we had some friends that are wanting to hook up Wi-Fi appliances in their home, and I told them it was a bad idea, but they didn't believe me, so I had to find a YouTube video out of a news company out of Canada. Well, you wouldn't find it. I couldn't find it anywhere in the U.S. where they had to show the people there how they were able to take over their whole house. The video, surveillance, cameras, their thermostat, everything, even the locking of their front door. And it didn't take no time at all. And then, you know, they were able to track these people down because their security cameras, they were all through the Wi-Fi, and they're posting pictures on the internet of what's going on in their own home. And you know, and they don't believe you until you show up and show them. You know, it's
David, you're absolutely right. And classes, David is absolutely right. Here's what happens. So you buy one of these camera security systems that lets you see from your smartphone what's happening while you're at work. So you're looking at the cameras that are pointing in your kitchen, in your bedroom, you know, at your front door, outside, wherever you have them. And it's great. It just hops on Wi-Fi and sends it over the internet, and you can pick up the images on your cell phone while you're at work, and you can see who's at your front door if someone breaks in your house. Yeah, and what happens is there are default passwords, and the password might be like the user might be admin or administrator, and the password might be password, or the password might be 1234. Well, it's easy to figure out. So what happens is people know the common security systems, how they work. They know the login administrator. They know the password, 1234, and they just search, and they find these, and they can look in your house. And you have no idea that they are using your system to look at you. You are absolutely right.
Well, I have another point. When you go out to work, and then they walk right in the door when you're gone.
Right.
Sorry.
Right. David, hey, thanks so much. Ricky, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I don't know when to break in or not, but my girlfriend, Julie, asked me a question yesterday. She said, is it smart to have a monitor, a notice on your home, you know, this home is being monitored by ADP or whatever, because in the one version, it indicates that I've got security, and the second is I need security. Now, not having it would suggest you don't have anything in your house worth robbing, which is better.
Well, that's a very good question. And in my case, I don't have a sign that says my dog will eat you for lunch. I don't say that. And I carry a gun. And so people around here know that it's not a good thing to come bother the Finelli family. They know that. They know that I'm in the mafia. They know that I'm out of I'm out of control at times. And they just don't know what to make of it. So that's what they believe, and that's good for me, and I just leave it at that. But I don't have a sign that says, warning, there is an alarm. I don't have that. But some cars have a blinking red light on the dashboard that lets you know that if you look in the window, you see blink, 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 that tells you there's a security system. And as soon as you jiggle the door, off it goes. I don't know. We've gotten to a point where we really have to worry about too many things. You know, you're at work and you have to worry about your home being broken into. You have to worry about your car in the parking lot. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. It didn't used to be like that. We used to have steering wheels that didn't lock when you took the key out. We used to have steering wheels that you could turn the steering wheel without a key in the ignition. You turn all the way to the left, all the way to the right. No more. That'd be an old car. I've got three 1968 vehicles here at the farm, and all three of them have a key that goes into the dashboard, not into the steering column. So literally, you can turn the steering wheel without a key. As a matter of fact, if you can raise the hood, which you can, you could jump start the vehicle from under the hood. You don't even need a key. You know, the car is unlocked. You don't even need a coat hanger to get in the car. You just open the door, open the hood, jump the starter. I have another wire that keeps the ignition system alive. It's as simple as that. Almost like they show on TV. Not quite, but almost. They show you someone pulling out the wires from underneath the dash. You don't even have to do that. But we're a mess right now. We're falling down. Rick, I want to tell you something very quickly that the other 10 best technology items automatic emergency braking. This is according to Kelley Blue Book. This is number 9. Automatic emergency braking, or AEB, uses a variety of sensors to determine if a forward collision crash is imminent. And it automatically applies the brakes to diminish the severity or avoid a crash entirely. So this is standard. The auto industry agreed to make AEB standard in all cars by 2022, but many vehicles have it today. So this, they say the systems are extremely good, though you absolutely shouldn't rely on it to stop you. It's meant as a last resort for when the driver isn't paying attention. When the driver isn't paying attention. That's unacceptable. The driver must pay attention all the time. And it says that it's extremely alarming when the system does engage. It says while the Apple CarPlay and smartphone apps are important, this one could save your life. So it's worth making this one a high priority on your shopping list. So we're talking about the automobile manufacturer saying, well, you're certainly not smart enough to pay attention while you're driving. So if you're looking at your Apple or your Android smartphone while you're driving or you're reading the newspaper, whatever you happen to be doing, putting your makeup on, and you're not paying attention, the car will stop for you just before the crash. Which also means that there are sensors that are blasting everybody in front of these stupid cars with these electromagnetic frequencies. So now you're getting it from your Wi-Fi, you're getting it from inside your cabin, you're getting it from the Bluetooth in your cabin of the car, and you're getting it from your smartphone, and you're getting it from the guy behind you who's not smart enough to step on the brake and pay attention. Rick, we have lost it. We are allowing machines, we are putting ourselves in boxes and trusting technology to keep us alive, rather than trusting us to keep us alive. Any comments?
I'm going to pass. This is unbelievable. I don't buy new cars. I wait for somebody to buy a car. And the second minute they've driven it 10 miles, the price drops $4,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there's another thing boy, this is just a wonderful piece of technology. So imagine you pull over to the side of the road for whatever reason, whether you have a vehicle problem or whether you just pull over to the side of the road. Well, it could be that a person on a bicycle, a person on a bicycle is going to overtake your car because it stopped. Okay? So you're on the side of the road and this bicycle is going to pass you. Well, in order to protect the cyclist, there is a system that looks for moving objects. And it will lock your doors so you don't open your car door and the cyclist won't slam into your car door that you just opened right in front of him as he's overtaking you. This is the level that the automobile industry thinks that we need to protect ourselves from. We're not smart enough to look in the side view mirror, the rear view mirror, actually maybe even turn around when we're pulled over before we open the door. No, we're just going to open the door. What if it's a big car or a tractor trailer? That's how stupid people have become. They don't even look where they're going. They don't look where they're going. And they're worried about the cyclists. The operators of vehicles aren't smart enough to look before they open the car door. How is that possible? These people have state-issued permits to operate motorized missiles on the roadway with the potential to kill people, and they don't think they're smart enough to look where they're going. Well, obviously, they're not smart enough, because otherwise they wouldn't put these systems in cars. We're not even smart enough to remember where we put our cell phone. So there's even apps to help us find our cell phone because we're too stupid to figure out where we just left, where we left them. It's unbelievable. Any comments before we get into weakening of the Earth's magnetic field?
I would go to your new car salesman and run it down to him on why he's about to go out of business.
You know, I might. There's a guy who does pretty amusing videos. I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's Ed Bassmaster or Bassmaster. I'm not sure which it really is. But he just puts on these ridiculous skits in front of the generally dumb public and videos them. I would love to go to a car dealer and just do a Columbo and video that, but I don't want my video out of any more images of me.
Oh, that's so, that but, would be a good one, man. Oh, man, that would be a good one. Yeah.
Just kind of help me understand how this thing works. So, but, you know, before I buy this new car, I'd like a complete explanation of all of these features and accessories. So why don't we just, you know, have lunch so we can spend the full day learning about how all these accessories work. And I could get a smartphone and say, let's download the app so we can see how all these apps work that we don't have yet. It would take a month for a salesperson to explain it, if the salesperson could explain it. And I don't believe they can. I talked to a Mercedes salesperson while I was waiting for the diagnostics of this particular 1991 vehicle. That Mercedes salesperson couldn't answer any of my questions adequately. Not one question could he answer to my satisfaction, including, so who buys these new Mercedes for $147,000 each? Who buys them? How about the cheap ones, you know, like the $50,000 ones, the little pocket ones? Who buys them? I can't believe it. We are surrounded by a bunch of dummies. The GDP. Everywhere we go. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, I used to say that there are three kinds of people. Those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who say, what happened? Well, actually, I think there's a fourth, and that would be the GDP. And those are people who don't even know anything happened. So I believe we're going down. I believe, and we've been explaining examples of it throughout almost the last 2 hours of broadcasting, that these are things that are happening, and we're too dumb to even understand that how bad it is. But the Earth's magnetic field is getting significantly weaker, and the magnetic North Pole is shifting at an accelerating pace. And what we thought would happen is that the magnetic field would decrease at about 5% per decade. I'm sorry, per century. Now it's 5% per decade of the degradation of the Earth's main magnetic field. What are your thoughts about that? Is this going to kill us?
Okay,
it's going to kill us all.
When the EM fields, magnetic fields, get to a certain level, there will be no way that life can exist on Earth because there will be no atmosphere. That's page one. Page two. There are actually three ways of being in this world. There's the vulgar, the adept, and the exempt. That's what I have to say for all of this, man. 3 minutes for air, 3 days for water, and 3 weeks for food. What's important?
Okay, so, Rick, we're talking about the atmosphere just leaving.
That's what happens. That's what happens when that field is no longer able to contain the atmosphere. That's what holds it.
Okay, so we're going to be roasted by the sun, right? Because our atmosphere is our protective.
We're not going to have anything to breathe before we can even. That radiation, you can go underground and hide. Look, it's going to be like going to the moon. You have no shielding to protect you from anything.
All right, so here's the question. I believe that a lot of this is because of all the antennas and all the electromagnetic radiation that we're putting in the air. We've got satellites beaming it down. We've got ground stations beaming it up. We've got television transmitters. We've got microwave point to point.
Look, let's get down. Let's cut
cell phones.
It's
power lines.
It's an act of God. And truthfully, it's out of man's control. Like Notre Dame, it's probably God just having enough of that hunchback running around. I don't know. I can tell you that we are focused on the wrong things and buying it's a new car. You know, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. And everybody that would think differently, I would walk, run, not walk like Cary Grant. I would run away. It's craziness. Nuts.
Gwyneth and I were talking about
problem.
Gwyneth and I were talking about Notre Dame in Paris yesterday, and we were discussing the possibility of them putting 5G, 4G up in the spires of these churches, and the dome at Notre Dame is a lead-lined parabola.
Good luck with all of that, man. That's my comment
thinking,
for the day.
Yeah. Okay.
The French
do you think it could be?
Do you think the
electromagnetic radiation could have been focused within because of the lead dome?
No, we're never really going to know. Is it true? Was it this or was it that? And the correct answer is probably yes, all of the above. You know, there's no way. Because you and I weren't in Notre Dame at that moment, they're ever really going to know the truth. And the news media. There it is.
Well, you know, no matter how we look at it, it's the stupidity of man. It had to be the stupidity of man. Because they talked about welding sparks, grinder sparks, electricity. They talked about a lot of things. But those are all man-made. All man-made. All men causes, which to me would be intentional or stupidity. Pick one. I think we're stupid. I think we're going down, and I'm watching it all around me, and I don't like it. And you can hear it in my voice, class. You can. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thanks so much for being with us, class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? It's up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.